Hey, when you hear the music, you know it's time to connect the dots. Hey, get up and dance. Connect the dots. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show on the BBS Internet Radio Network worldwide, otherwise known as America Free Radio, where I can say whatever I want. And you can say whatever you want, too, because it's a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. Well, let's just get on with it. Oh, give peace a chance. Those people that don't want to stop fighting over there in those other countries, hey, I'm speaking from America here, I mean, you know what's going on. One crazy war after another crazy war. And they're all being instigated by the New World Order, which is controlled by the negative ET creatures from other worlds. Yeah, that's the real story. Hey, you know, and let's just talk the truth here. You know, the Israeli government is part of the New World Order. Along with all the terrorist groups, they are under the influence of the New World Order. Ukraine is the bad guys, their government. And let's just, like, set the record straight here. You know, cut the crap out and tell it like it is. There's a difference between the government of a nation and their people. It's true in every nation in the world. The government, most of them are controlled by the New World Order, which is controlled by the negative ET creatures and demons and the people of those governments. Sometimes the people of governments, actually there's you know, large percentages of bad people in some of these countries. And, you know, let's stop dividing humanity and saying Israelis against Palestinians. The problem is with the governments, the Zionist government, Zionist government of Israel, and the Hamas supposed leaders of Palestine. Both of these groups are separated so far from their people, it's sickening. And there's the problem. Hey, we got the same problem in the U.S. too. Our stinking federal government, a bunch of crooks, backstabbers, servants of the New World Order, servants of the demons. You know, God only knows how many people in Congress are Satanists. You know, I mean, this is the real story. This is why things don't work out, you know, and this is why every time decent people come up with a good idea how to work things out, the dark forces come in and set up their counter moves to spoil it and ruin it. Let me just say, you know, that about sums it up, you know, and the innocent people of these countries that are put to war by their stupid, backstabbing, satanic governments, the people of those countries have to suffer. And of course, if you understand the big picture of what goes on here on Earth, you know, the invisible demons are still here, and the invisible demons control the Satanists, and they control the, you know, vengeful, hateful governments to cause all kinds of problems, because demons need suffering and hate and anger and killing to feed on. That's how they exist. That's their food source. You know, they don't need regular food. They're, you know, and this is the reality, but it doesn't get talked about, you know? Get talked about, all we talk about is like terrorists. Well, who do you think the terrorists are? They're nothing but puppets for the dark side, the dark forces, the hidden enemy. You know, you look to just about any religion, and they talk about bad spirits out there, and these are the ones that influence those we can see to do bad things. And, of course, the people we see now, how many of them, especially in government, they're not real people anymore. You know, look at some of the most recent things with the Biden jerk. You know, this guy's a clone. Not only a clone, he's a defective clone. And there's so many other people in high places. They're not real people. They sold their soul to the devil and put their conscience into some clone replica grown in the test tube. Yeah, this is all real. If you can't willing to accept this, man, go put your head, go make like all the other ostriches and stick your head in a hole in the ground and think it's all going to go away. It's not. It's playing itself out now, and there is no sitting on the fence. Now you got to take sides. Are you going to be with the light forces, those that align themselves with the true creator, or are you going to jump on the side of the dark forces, the ones that promise you riches and power but can't give you real immortality? Yeah, they can addict you to adrenochrome, you know, for that fake high, which is disgusting because it has to do with people suffering. You know, if you are in with those Satanists and all that crap, you're a servant of the demons, the devil. It is not just one devil. There's many of them out there, and most of them are extraterrestrial, negative ET creatures from other worlds. You know, even the devil himself came from some other realm. You know, and they all ended up here, sad to say, but it's coming to an end, you know. We'll find out about the thing called the event. Yeah, we're talking about a quantum recrystallization of all matter on Earth. And if you don't know what that means, well, man, you got to look this stuff up, you know. Quantum recrystallization of all matter. You can find that in this book, famous book called The Keys of Enoch. You know, it'll be a lesson in physics and future scientific realities, but you need to start finding out about this stuff. Stop pretending it's any different or any less complicated. Yeah, it's a complicated mess, but at the same time, you can simplify it by keeping your vibrations high. Love is the most powerful frequency in the universe, you know. But most people don't realize the message of Jesus when he came to Earth was the real God is a God of love. Any of those other false gods who talk about hate and revenge and jealousy and force you to get on your knees to bow down to them, these are false gods. Yeah, they show up in all the religious scriptures, you know, everywhere, just about. You know, there might be one or two separate small religions that don't have talk about that. But any false god asks you to get down on their knees, forces you to bring offerings to them, and even sometimes asks for revenge and incites you to kill. These are the false gods. If you don't understand that, man, you are stupid. And by being stupid, you become a pawn of the dark side. And that's the way it is, and nobody can prove other. Man, people, wake up. You know, turn off the boob tube news. I mean, truthfully, you can watch the boob tube news if you want to find out what the dark side is doing, because they control every word that's allowed to be broadcast on the boob tube. You know, the TV. It doesn't matter what channel it is. Though lately, mainstream media has been able to somehow, miraculously, sneak in some people they're interviewing that start bringing up the points, like, why isn't this being taken care of? At least they're asking tough questions lately. You know, maybe last year they weren't even allowed to ask the tough questions, but some of the tough questions are being asked, and these people that they're asking them, you know, like Blinken in the U.S., like, I was watching the BBC news, and yeah, I watched to see what the enemy's doing. Yeah, BBC? Yeah, they're a bad organization. The World Order puppets, you know? But the commentator was actually asking Blinken of the U.S., like, you know, what's the story with bringing the aid to the people, the innocent people that are, you know, their homes are getting destroyed, they're getting bombed on every day, their relatives are being killed. What's the delay with the aid, at least, you know, food and water and stuff like that? And he just mumbled his way around the thing, giving vague answers and talking stupid nonsense like, well, we're talking about that too with our partners. What kind of crap is this? And what kind of gutless government people do we have on this planet that aren't willing to do a little uniting more than saying, oh, you're breaking the international laws, Israel. Put out your hands, we want to slap your wrist, you know? I mean, how can everybody stand by? If I had some authority, I'd stop it. I don't give a shit if it's Israeli property or not. Stop this insensitive killing of innocent people just because you tell us the bad guys, the real bad guys, are hiding out underneath. If you can't figure out how to solve that problem without killing the people, well, you're stupid, okay? There's always different ways of doing this. And all I got to say, you know, that guy in charge of Israel, I don't even want to mention his name. The name doesn't even deserve to be mentioned. He's evil. He's a puppet, lusting for blood, advocating violence and killing of everyone. You know, he's just as bad as the people he's fighting, another group saying kill all the other ones. You know, they're in bed together, truthfully. Behind the scenes, they are in bed together. It is known. If you investigate it, you'll find out. You know, the Israeli government, yeah, the Zionists, the anti-God creatures that rule that Israeli government, they're in bed with all the terrorists. They're all part of the same evil family, and they're making fools of humanity, and they're making people suffer. Because they're misusing the authority they have to order soldiers around and stuff like that, and their poems. And so that evil creature, I don't want to even mention his name there, who's like creating genocide in Palestine. But no doubt, because he is a puppet of the dark side, well the demons must have blackmailed him and said, we're going to take away your adrenochrome, you know. Yeah. And if you don't go in there and start World War III and make plenty of people suffer, because that's all we want you for. That's what we need you for. You know, and if you can't do that for us, we're going to take away your adrenochrome, you piece of crap. And he was probably blackmailed somehow to go full head of steam with this. And, of course, Hamas is in this. They're partners in crime. This whole thing is a sham to make people suffer for the sake of the demons who lust on people suffering. I mean, I'm talking in here. Why can't anybody else in any government in the world stand up and speak the truth? I realize some of them are so stupid they don't even know that. But the key people in the big countries know that. Key people in the American government, they know how this is all playing out. I mean, we have so many bad contracts with negative ET races. It isn't funny. And the Zionist Israeli government, they have the bad contracts too. You know, and talking bad about the Israeli government, that's anti-Semitic. And that word is overused now, just like the word racist is overused too. You know, you don't like what somebody says, oh, you're racist. How friggin' stupid is that? You know, I'm sick of hearing it, and most people, other people were sick of hearing it, too. And I don't know if you're aware about it. Hey, I'm from New York. York City, the stuff that was being posted on Twitter today, what's going on in New York with these rabid, vengeful Palestinian protesters. They're probably all paid assassins themselves. They're kicking in glass windows at Grand Central Station. Somebody had a video, and there's no cops around arresting you. How can this be allowed to go on? And then there's messages, another 10 people at, over Columbus Square, and there's a message out there on behind the Twitter post advising Jewish people to go home for their own safety. What? Where's the New York police? I don't know. Are they all under the spell or what? I mean, this stuff is sickening, what's going on. You know? Well, I just had to talk about that because this is insane what's going on. And nobody is really doing anything effective. Come on, letting aid, you know, water and food in. What's the delay? There is no excuse for that. I mean, if the, you know, if the government of the people in charge of the U.S. had any guts, they'd send helicopters over there and just drop the food over the fence, you know? And other countries could do that, too. What is this crap? Everyone's listening to this mad killer of innocent people make the rules. It's got nothing to do with protecting security. And then there's the video out there, too, of, you know, the fence getting knocked down. No soldiers confronting the Hamas mass murderers going over there to do their dirty work, killing 1,200, 1,400, or whatever it was, innocent people. Nobody, they got no resistance whatsoever. And it was the same nonsense as with 9/11. If you remember 9/11, that day when the trade centers were attacked, all the Air Force planes were out on some exercise 500 miles from New York, so they couldn't make it back in time for the second building to go down or whatever. And, you know, same thing here in Israel, you know. All the troops that were guarding that area of the fence were moved up to West Bank for some supposed violence, purposely taken away from the scene of the crime that was pre-planned. It's sickening. It's the same story again, you know. And governments are, they're all part of the New World Order. You know, they want their bad money. They want more free adrenochrome. And they don't, you know, they don't want to ruin. They don't want to get off the gravy train they've gotten on. And some of them are blackmailed to stay on it, whether they like it or not. And they're gutless. And they're just more concerned about their own personal power trip and money scams than doing what's right in this world. I mean, somebody's got to, the people, the governments have to stop being cowards and stop serving the dark forces. It's sickening. Meanwhile, on the good side of Victory of the Light, the Cobra group that represents the light forces of the our galactic brothers and sisters who are on our planet, removing the demons bit by bit. They're having a conference right now, this day, November 11th. Well, in some places of the world, it still is November 11th. In some places, it's moved into November 12th already. But November 11th, 11/11, that's a good day to have a conference. They're having it over in Thailand. And you'll be able to read the transcripts of that in a couple of days if you go to the portal. 2012portal.blogspot.com. It'll be interesting to see because that's where the most recent intel about how the battle's going. The war has been won, but there's still a couple of diehard, no good so-and-so evil creatures on our planet, mostly the clones pretending to be humans, like some of these world leaders. And, you know, they're still diehards doing the dirty work. They've lost the war already, And they're going to be rounded up right after the event. That's all I can say. God, please let the event happen soon so we can finally get rid of all the dark forces, all the demons, and all the other evil trash that ruin our world here and make our lives difficult and created all these unfair situations, you know? And, well, you know, all our focus is right now on the Middle East, you know, but at the same time here in America, more focus needs to be put on the Native American people, you know, the real residents of America before the Europeans came in here and basically took over, attempted genocide on them, pushed them off the land. We took all the important land, gave them the desert and the dirt to live on. And some of these poor people are living without electricity, without running water. They have to travel miles for their water to sometime too. You know, it's not just the Palestinian people that are suffering. Native American people are suffering, and they've been doing it for day in and day out for years upon decades. And that needs to be addressed. And then we got Great Britain. It used to be Great Britain. Now it's like an invaded country by the militant Islamics. They parade through the streets. They chant against Britain. They've got the cops in the power of points in the palm of their hand, and they're destroying Great Britain, England. Especially London, especially, they're destroying the great parts of what used to be Great Britain, England, and they've invaded Ireland too, and they've invaded all those other European countries. The only European country standing up for themselves, I think, is Poland and Hungary, where they've stopped no Islamic militant animals. Germany's suffering too because of those evil creatures. They come in and they take over your country, and they don't have no interest in fitting in, and they have no consideration for your culture. It's true. It's been going on for the last, I don't know, decade or so or more, and it just gets worse every day. Now, that's the truth, and that should be talked about. And none of this crap about Islamophobia. People have reasons for there's a large percentage of male Islamic population that is like, these people are animals. They're heartless. They want to tell us their religion of peace says it's okay for them to kill us and rape our women. What kind of crap is that? And you can be told to their face what bunch of dirtbags they are, and they all need to be kicked out. And if they don't like it, that's just too damn bad. What is it? Everybody cowards in the whole damn world to do something about that? And unfortunately, I don't know what they bribed all the governments of all these countries they've invaded. They bribed the militaries of all these countries. So nobody's willing to lift up a finger and do what needs to be done. You know? Especially all these leeches and moochers from that part of the world, you know? Third world missions coming to a civilized world and trying to turn our civilized world into the shithole they came from. You know, this needs to be talked on every news station every day until these people get their act in order or they are removed and sent back to the third world shithole they came from, where they can all kill each other and persecute their own women, you know? And why isn't anybody talking about that? The more we find out about this Islamic culture, you know, it's evil. You know, it's evil, simply evil, putting women as second-class citizens. And I'll make some good points about that. All this male dominance crap came from the negative ET races that came to our planet and imposed their culture on us. because most of these evil demonic forces, they are male dominated, you know, especially that group called the Anunnaki. Hey, get an education in one night. I talk about it every week, my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It says it in there, I talk all about the Anunnaki and their male-dominated society and how they set themselves up as the powerful false gods, and they conned religious people, cultures, to do it their way. And they're the ones who promote the jealousy, the anger, the revenge, and the subservience of women to be second-class citizens. And, you know, if you're a woman, how can you be part of any culture and not complain about being subservient and thinking it's okay to let the men do everything? And in fact, in Islamic culture, men can go out, they can have as many wives as they want, and they can go out and rape other women that are not of their faith. What kind of insanity is that? That is fucking evil, period. And nobody can say it's not. But this stuff has to be talked about. Anyhow, get that one-day education. It'll make you a smarter person. The book is out there. It's called Connect the Dots Theory. Get the book, my friends. And get an education. I think Chapter 4 it is. I talk about the Anunnaki. And if you look what was revealed from a book called The 12th Planet and the decoding of the Sumerian stone tablets, the story is all there, you know? They were a male-dominant society, and they imposed their society on us when they decided they want to let us rule as kings, but only in the way they wanted us to rule. And that's how the kingships were all started up. And that's where all the wars started and the violence, because that was part of their culture. You know, human beings at one time all lived peacefully on this planet until the demons, the invisible demons, came, and then started influencing people, because demons can't be happy unless they see people suffering. So naturally, they can telepathically contact stupid people and tell them, yeah, go kill that guy. He looked at you the wrong way. And people are stupid. They listen, don't realize a lot of the thoughts in their heads are not their own. Yeah. Thank God for rock and roll and all the good things that have come out in songs, especially in the last century. You know, Led Zeppelin singing, "Sometimes all of my thoughts are misgiving." Yeah, that is a truth regarding humanity. Many people get influenced by demonic beings to go out and do something bad, harm somebody, hurt somebody. And if you're not smart enough to understand that you're picking up voices in your head that are telling you to do bad things, hey, the last mass shooting in Maine, you know, now they do it. You don't have to wait for the demons to contact you to do this stuff. Secret groups, you know, the Secret Service groups, they all have the technology, the machines. They pick themselves somebody. Oh, who are we going to make go out and do a mass murder today? And they picked that person, and they got the machinery to send him the messages in his mind, you know, repeatedly go out and kill innocent people, and blah, blah, blah. And some poor individual gets literally brainwashed from afar through high-tech machinery. And, of course, they're going to find people that have the guns already. That way, there's no problem. And after a while, he starts listening to these stupid ideas they get put in his head, and he goes out and commits the crime. And usually the follow-up is, don't forget to kill yourselves so we can't investigate and nobody can interrogate you and find out. And meanwhile, of course, there's the stupid officials. Just about all of these big popular mass shootings, when we go back and say, what happened? What happened? And then we find out the guy had been telling people he's hearing voices in his head, and nobody took it seriously. He just let the thing play out. Well, there's your law enforcement. There's your government. There's your agencies that are worth shit. And that's what we have, you know? you know, the people, the decent people of this world have to take control of their out-of-control evil governments in every nation in the world, because all the governments are controlled by evil. That's it. Look at their actions, you know? And part of the evil is money. You know, the bankers, they're part of the New World Order, and they print their own money. They have all the money in the world. And nowadays, you don't even have to print it. You just electronically put it in somebody's bank account. I mean, it's insane, you know? We know that this is going on, but when is somebody going to do it? You know, somebody with authority going to take some action to stop the insanity. I mean, hey, that's why I run for president every 4 years. I'm a write-in candidate. You have to write my name in. But you ought to do it. This election, I'm calling for all, in America, all Democrats and Republicans, which is probably 95% of the voting people, you know. I'm asking all of them to write my name in and elect a non-political person that has decency, ethics, does not take bribes, and knows how to solve these problems, because I'm aware of the big picture and all the things going on behind the scenes. And there's plenty. I talk about it. Every week I talk about some of the things going on behind the scenes. But somebody has got to do it. And, you know, it's an all-win situation I'm talking about here. I'm not joking. Hey, my name will not be on the ballot. I don't have money or a giant support team to do that. But as a U.S. citizen, I have the right to say, hey, come and vote for me on election day next year. It will be the last election, the U.S. election. U.S. presidential election, it will be, because shortly after that, the event is going to happen. How do I know? Because I'm an informed person. Hey, if you have some proof, hey, it's called a radio show. If you have some proof that isn't true, call in my radio show and tell us about all this proof that you have that the event isn't going to happen that fast. You know, and meanwhile, we have all these deceivers out there. You know, you have to discern what information you listen to. There's plenty of deceivers out there giving the general public false information. And I cannot believe it. They are still mainstream media with all the real science info that disproved how the vaccines were toxic. They weren't tested. They were intentionally made worse with worse things put into them, and all that has come out, and we got mainstream media still promoting people to go out and vaccines and saying, oh, well, you need another vaccine. Oh, we're going to give them free at Walmart and the other places, 7-Eleven probably. I'm surprised they're not looking to give free vaccines at Dunkin' Donuts. You know, and you get a whole box of donuts if you take the bags. I mean, come on. It's so ridiculous, but people fall for that crap. And we got to watch out for the food now, too, nowadays. I mean, bugs are going to start showing up in meat, and then they're growing fake meat, too. I think Bill Gates is growing the fake meat. You know, he takes his fake GMO food and or he just has a lot of real replicators, and they replicate the fake meat. You know, some people have the replicators. We're going to get general public will get them, I hear, after the event when it happens, and the benevolent, friendly ETs land on planet Earth. But it hasn't. We're not there yet. But meanwhile, there's people that have good connections with the evil ETs and the dark forces, they probably can get themselves a replicator or replicators. Yeah, so we got fake meat out there. probably made from replicators. And we got the GMO food that probably your body can't ever recognize because the vibrational signature has been changed. You know, that's how your body recognizes what's good. That's why the food needs to be natural and organic, because that's what your body can recognize. When you denaturize the food too much, your body can't recognize whatever you ate, and it pushes it through like a waste product. You know, you ever hear people say, hey, the more I eat, the more I shit? Well, there's part of the answer right there. The if you keep eating shit, yeah, you're going to shit more. And they're trying to use them as cheap filler. Bugs are cheap filler, too, you know, especially things like cockroaches and that mass produce and crickets, I hear, is a big thing. They have cricket farms in over there in Great Britain. And they recently started one, Tyson Foods. Be careful eating those Tyson Foods. They've started growing insects to mix in with the food. You know, it's cheap food. And you really want to eat this crap? I mean, really? Unbelievable. And I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say, except, man, it's getting difficult. Let me just stop here and read a poem that it speaks of some of these things that are going on in this world. And the poem is titled, Speaking of Observations and Comprehensions. And this poem is in my book, Connected Dots Theory. I have poems in there. I have philosophy in there. I have geometry in there. I have metaphysics in there. Plus the pictures that nobody else has, pictures of things moving around at night, pictures of spacecraft that nobody else has. Well, let me say, here's that poem. Those of us who understand, we see the sickness that plagues this land. This disease that eats away at our common sense is becoming a social epidemic. This 1984 scenario perpetuates itself, feeds on itself. As evil stalks at all our doors, attention becomes much more. The final battle between good and evil has begun. It's time to take sides. There's nowhere to run. Is it all in vain? Who is to blame? It has been planted, it has been planned in that way, they say, a plan devised for our demise. The monsters from Maple Street are everywhere. The Twilight Zone warnings are becoming realities. We the people are being led down a one-way dead-end street. The laws themselves are entrapments, and for the enforcers as well. None of it makes any sense. Has logic been entombed in cement? Too many rules and regulations, the phony situations plus more frustrations. Guidelines for the enslavement of the human spirit. The creatures from beyond time and space have infected our minds with their flypaper holographic projections. They've already dulled our intuition, tainted our nutrition, and tricked us into believing in fatal superstition. Like some evil Pied Piper, these invisible entities beckon us to our own self-annihilation. We sense that something is wrong, and in our panic, our collective minds create fear-based living thought forms that subsequently manifest their own suffocating realities. These evil beings from afar, they've given us more than enough rope to hang ourselves. These devils in disguise have given to mankind the blueprints of plans designed to fail. Have you noticed how the people are being turned into sheeple. As I speak, they're putting you to sleep. Well, it's time for everybody to wake up and turn off the TV and the cell phone and clear all that clutter that's clouding your mind while there's still time for you to regain control of your mind. Well, that about pretty something else sums it up. You know, all I got to say is, hey, get that book that can change, make you a smarter person in one night. Connect the Dots Theory. Google it. Hey, first 40 pages are free on Google, if you Google it. And but you really want to gather the pictures and gather the philosophies and gather the mathematics and the connections. It connects many things. You know, everything is connected. It gives you the best explanation of God and simplified one you'll ever come across. And it explains in common sense, easy to understand words. And explains a little how the universe works. It's all been told to us before. You know, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Everything is known already. We only rediscover it. And most of that information to be rediscovered is actually not on Earth. We've been on the prison planet. You know, Alex Jones didn't invent that concept. The demons invented it. They turned Earth into a prison planet. And what gets me here, what's funny, besides being a prison planet, it's a planet that's overflooded with misinformation. There's so many grand explanations of how it is, you know, and they're all different. So somebody's got to be lying, or most of the people have to be lying. And, of course, they want, you know, the demons want to give us as many lies as we're able to swallow. Perhaps there's a caller now. Is there a caller? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
Bella.
Eva. Hello, Eva.
Hi, how are you?
With some amazing information since you called in.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Yeah. Whatever's on your mind.
Well, my mind? Well, you were talking about Connect the Dots. Connect the Dots Theory by...
Yeah, that's a book I got out.
The original multifarious connective theory by Tom. And I... And
that's how I describe it, you know. You might have to look up that word multifarious. I looked it up before I used it.
Oh, I said it right. Hey, the thought attraction flypaper. Wow. There's some cool stuff in this book.
That's really how it works. You know, every human being has the ability to pick up on telepathic communication. You know, of course, we've been lied to that only special people had that ability. But if you have the privilege of engaging in the conversation, you realize it's quite natural. And so what the demons do, and I guess the negative entities can do also, is they put... put information out there that catches your ear, and once you hook into it, once you listen to it and pay attention to it, that draws in the whole program. It's like, you know, you opened up Pandora's box, and now everything is going to sail towards you because you opened up the lid, and you've made the connection, and that's why it's holographic. That's what I mean by holographic flypaper. And then it sticks to you, you know, the laws of attraction. Some evil thought that's put out there that somehow catches your eye, and you open up that Pandora's box, that box that's connected to that single thought.
Yeah, and
universe sees that, that's holding on to all that evil information, sends it all to you because you opened up and the connection is made. on purpose, of course, and that's how it works. And then once you're stuck onto that flypaper, you have to really make a really powerful effort to get it out of your life. And there's ways to do that, but that's what I'm talking about. You know, thoughts connect thoughts.
Which is why I brought that up, is it did connect a dot. Is you got a lot of mentally ill people that you know are hearing voices and you know hallucinating, you know, because they're mentally ill, a schizophrenic. That explains
a lot. That's an incorrect doctor's interpretation, because doctors want to pretend there are no invisible spirits.
They don't know anything. They know nothing about the disease, schizophrenia. They know, they know nothing about the brain, pretty much.
These fancy words to label people. And if somebody says they're hearing voices, they probably are.
This explains, this really explains I've got family members that are ill, and that's why this stuck with me. And they... I know that my brother and sister, they both, at puberty age, they both became schizophrenic, as far as the doctors were called. But
the doctor labeled them, and that doesn't help at all.
And it did not help them at all. It deteriorated their self-confidence, let alone the medication they give them. I mean, the house.
And it opens up the door for the quack doctor to put them on pharmaceutical products, which is only going to dull their thinking, really.
Yes, and it does. And in fact, it eventually kills them. Yes, absolutely it does.
I believe it.
But there's a lot of... every time I open this book up, there is something that it's Connect the Dots Theory.
Oh, okay. That's good to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, you were
talking
about
why I called. Sometimes nobody has my book because nobody ever talks about it.
Wow. Well, it's amazing. But it's amazing that every time I open this thing, there is always something. I mean, like this thought attraction flypaper. And because there's doctors out there that are saying that there are negative beings that are invisible around us. I mean, there's people that serve these schizophrenics, but they're on the outside of the norm. You know, doctor. They. I mean, we're talking 40-year doctors. You know, with their PhDs, several of them.
They're not going to learn about demons and invisible beings in school.
But that's what
they would learn on their own, you know?
Yes, exactly. He started discovering, this particular one, I forget the guy's name, but he discovered that, you know, and it makes sense because they all pretty much say the same thing. And these things and these voices never say anything nice. They're always very negative. And if they are nice things, they're sarcastic and mean about other people. You know, there is definitely something going on with this demon. And one more thing, I think the word demon needs to be redefined, because in our minds on Earth here, we all look at the word demon and think of something supernatural. It isn't. They're not. They're not supernatural, they're just in
the invisible realm, and some of them don't even have bodies, they're just consciousness, but that doesn't stop them from, connecting with telepathically with our subconscious and putting bad thoughts on our minds.
But we laugh at the word demon, it's like, oh, there's no demons, you know, I mean, my sister up in Salt Lake, she thinks I'm a kook, you know, because I talk of these things and Satanist. She's like, oh, that's just funny, you know, because she needs to wake up. It's going to be hard.
Well, people always go for, you know, it's part of our nature. We're lazy basically, and we go for the easiest way to deal with something.
We believe what's in front of us.
Some people, like, you tell them about something they don't know, and it's easy for them to just say, oh, that's not real, and then move on, because then they're done with it. They don't have to make an effort to read about it or talk to people about it. And that's how
true.
It's usually dealt with. But unfortunately, not everybody is, it should be taught in school, the art of conversation. When people, I tell something to somebody and they want to ignore what I'm saying, I can't let that go. I have to say, you know, I talk to people, like I ask them key questions that forces the conversation to continue, like, why do you want to remain ignorant to something that can be proved? Like, they have to say something to that, you know?
And why would I want to remain ignorant? Well, how do you know I'm ignorant? You know, then it's...
Well, your conversation is letting me know, that's how. Every word coming out of your mouth, you're attesting that you want to remain, you don't know what I'm talking about, and you want to remain ignorant of what I just explained to you. And but you got to teach yourself how to be able to talk like that. And that's the best trick I found, to ask people key questions where they're forced to say something else.
Yes, they're just being rude by ignoring. I didn't mean to interrupt you horribly, but I did this.
I don't think you're interrupting me.
This thought attraction flypaper was really, really, I mean, I had something else that I was checking out. Like, some of these photos are tripping me out. Some of these photos.
Well, they're all real. I mean, it's amazing what the camera can see that we basically can't.
Yeah,
I mean,
what is that? What is that? How come that is? Why does the camera, why does it see?
Well, it has to do with frequency range. Human sight has a certain frequency range, and the camera goes beyond that frequency range and can pick it up and put it on a piece of film.
Wow.
And that's basically it. These things are all real that the camera's picking up, but they're,
Will a digital camera do that?
We can't always see them because it's beyond our normal frequency range of humans. That's why.
What about digital? What about digital cameras? Will they do that? Will they pick it up?
Well, I'll tell you, here's something that I found about digital cameras. Digital cameras will pick up orbs in the air.
Orbs.
You know, those circular things that float around. They will pick them up, but I have no reason to believe they'll pick up the photos I've got in my book.
Like the film.
Connect the Dots Theory. I had to plug that. because film is totally different than digital. And first of all,
it is.
With film, you have a negative, which proves it's real. If you try to alter something on 35mm film, the negative could prove whether it was altered or not. You don't have that choice with digital. If you have the expensive machine, you can take the pixels out in any place and put new ones in. And so there's no telltale way of telling what was real and what was put into the digital. In fact, I call that the digital conspiracy in my chapter of conspiracies. I list 39 conspiracies, and that's the digital conspiracy. And that's why they forced all TV networks to go to that, because that gave them the opportunity to create the fake news with the pictures also. You can't believe anything you see on TV now, because it's digital, and they can make it look any way they want. And
that's what it is,
you know? That's exactly why they got rid of the regular analog broadcasting and everything, so they could save the news totally. And of course they're doing it.
Now, there's more stuff like the astral parasites. Are these astral parasites, are they the dark, evil beings, the dark beings that we can't see, or?
Well, yeah, we can see the astral, if we have regular vision. There's some people with what's called clairvoyant vision, they can see certain things like that, but
with their mind's eye.
Astral is the realm above physical reality. There's the astral, and then there's the etheric of every dimension. And so astral parasites, these are anti-God beings that
they're hiding
out just above the, you know, what we can see. And they, you know, whatever realm you're hiding out in, you still have the ability to telepathically send messages to poor innocent people. And they do this.
Yes.
You know, even if we don't physically hear them spewing their garbage on us, our subconscious will pick it up. And, and we'll somehow think it's our ideas, you know.
Well, they when you do brain scans and they put all those electrodes on a person's head, and then they
I heard
the
that. I never experienced it, but I heard about it. Yeah,
my mom has. My mom's experienced it, but they have wands that they hold like 3 to 4 feet out from your head that measure thought, that measure your brain waves out from. So that's new shit. You know, that they got out there, and that they can't really say that we can't pick up thought waves, you know, because if our thoughts are being measured 4 or 5 feet away from our head with a device, you know, then our thoughts are, I mean, they're out there. Our thoughts are out there.
They have things like that. Regular doctors have things like that, but at the same time, there's no more powerful computer than the human mind. And the human mind will not only pick up the thought, it'll pick up the meaning of the thought, too. And so astral parasites,
perfect that.
They trick you to doing things where they can suck energy off you somehow, you know?
That's right. And I got to tell you this. My brother, he says it's like a device that's being used on him, and it's a reverse polarity. In other words, he feels like he might have a device, but you know, that he can't see, I can't see, that is maneuvered so that he can, so that it's reverse polarity. He doesn't send out, it sucks in. So he's being used deliberately.
Oh yeah, it sounds like something is using him or affecting him.
Yeah.
And he's probably right. Intuition usually tells us when something is wrong. I mean, negative ET races and beings, they have devices they can implant in our auric field, not even in our physical body. They can implant a device in our auric field. So what he needs to do is he needs to do a declaration of sovereignty. The info is out there. I don't have it in front of me right now, but do a declaration of sovereignty where you can clear this up. You have to make the statement 3 times. I declare by the I am that I am to, and blah, blah, blah. And like I said, I don't have it in front of me here,
but you can
go searching for them. It's simple. Declarations of Sovereignty. On Twitter is a good place to find it. And they have a lab there that have them posted. You might actually get them from... it has to do with canceling all contracts. You have to say that I cancel all contracts previously made with negative forces. So it is. Make it so, you know. And I think you can find one on the portal maybe if you go back to the older important things you can find on there.
Do they have any of the archives for that?
Yeah, I said you can find it on the portal, you know, if you go to the 2012 portal.
Didn't they clear all that out?
Also, if you're going on Twitter, at Taurine Light 888, something like that, that person has the declaration of, she got 3 declarations of sovereignty up there. But that's what he needs to do. Yeah, he needs to declare his sovereignty. He needs to negate all contracts that have been put upon him. And that's a start to get rid of the problems. Listen, we're coming to the end of the show.
All right.
You had some really good questions here. And I guess, you know.
I'll let you go.
I'll talk to you soon, later or whatever, as the sun goes later.
Okay.
All right. Have a good night. Bye.
Cool.
Well, people, we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, this was Connect the Dots Theory. And you're going to hear the countdown followed by my song, Are You the Party in Kind? And followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Okay, tell your friends to tune in next week. And hey, if you got a phone, you can call in too to the call-in radio show, Connect the Dots Theory. 5-4-3-2-1-0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here to my stand without fear, it is clear.